I did get to know my mother. I didn't get to meet my mother once, not know. She was living a mile and a half down the road from me here. I'd passed it numerous times going to work without knowing it. But eventually, through Marjorie's help and the records office and all these big volumes of stuff that we looked through, we traced her to a flat overlooking the sea at Hove. I was absolutely stumped now what to do. This is really a moment that I needed help. So I wrote to Lorna Zumpfer, who was then the social worker, and she said, write a letter to your mother. Don't mention the Foundling Hospital. Just say the facts as you know them. And if you want any help from me, or she wants any help from me, I'm here. So we wrote. I wrote a letter. I motored along the road and delivered it through her door. It was one of these special entry doors, but I managed to get somebody to open the door for me so he could deliver it. I hadn't got back to this house a mile and a half before the telephone rang, because I put my telephone number on it. And Marjorie was here and answered the phone, and she said, first of all, I think you've got the wrong person, dear. So Marjorie was in a bit of a quandary what to do, but eventually she had to let on that it was through the Foundling Hospital. So there was a deep intake of breath and an absolute silence that you could hear from here. And she then said...
Lorna said, don't mention the Foundling Hospital unless you have to do. And I thought she was going to put the phone down. And when she said, that's nothing to do with me, you know, and I said... Then I had to say about the Foundling Hospital in 1923, and she said, that part of my life is closed.
Yeah.
Then she said, are you Jewish? And when I said no, that was it. She didn't want to know.
And I wrote to her again and said that, you know, I'm not seeking anything. I've got my own house. I'm well established in this world. I'm quite happy. All I want to do is see that you're all right, take you out to tea and have a chat. I would like to know a little bit of family history if you'd like to give it to me. No response at all. But what happened next was that she was taken to the hospital in Brighton because she'd been trapped in a bath for a few days. She was 90-odd. She got into a bath, and presumably a fairly steep bath, and couldn't get out. So her cries were heard by the caretaker, who got an ambulance, and they took her into hospital. Now, luckily, we had some bowling friends who lived in the same block of flats, who knew her. So they told us she'd been taken into hospital. We didn't know. So we thought, oh, now it's a big chance. So I bought a big bouquet of flowers, and we trundled up to the hospital, asked for her, and was shown to her bedside, and there she was lying in bed with big brown eyes, no wrinkles on her face at all at 90-odd, very forthright. Who are you? What do you want? What do you want? Oh. My heart sank. I told another white lie and said that we are friends of the block of flats. You know, they do things and look after people, and I brought you these flowers. So she was very grateful for that. On her bedside table at the hospital, she had the address of and telephone number of her sister. So being nosy, I got a hold of this, unbeknown to her, and wrote to them, who lived in Hendon in London. And I merely said again, as I said to my mother, these are the facts as I know them. Are they true? I'm not seeking anything from you at all, just a little bit of background information if you care to give it me. no response from the letter that I sent. So I took up courage and phoned. And my aunt, as she is, husband, answered the phone. And he chatted for a bit and nothing much. But then at the end he said, "Have you got a family?" And I said, "Yes, I'm married, I've got a daughter and I've got two grandchildren." He said, "Well, I'll tell you what, you look after your family and we'll look after ours." Down went the telephone, and that was the end of that. In regard to rejection, it was... yes, it was sad at the time, but I very soon thought, well, that's it, be that as it may. It's no different from what it used to be. I'll go along with life as it was. There's no good banging your head against a brick wall if you're not going to get any response from... So that's how I felt about it. And I was quite happy with life. I had a good marriage, a lovely daughter, lovely grandchildren. I was, you know, financially very sound. What problems had I? Only the problems of family background, which there's no point in pursuing if you're not going to get anywhere.